Country Pop FM.
Was it yesterday that we had Lawrence Welk?
Yeah, I do believe.
Was that yesterday?
Yesterday or Monday.
And then
yesterday,
I mentioned that Sister Rosalind.
Yeah. Yes.
The nun.
Yep.
Gave massages at the St. Paul Saints game.
Mm-hmm.
Is also from there.
Yes.
Well, the one and only, the Blue Hornet, chimed in. I think he's the one who first told me during one of the previous almanacs when we had Lawrence Welk that Sister Roz, as they call her, the massaging nun from the St. Paul Saints game, was also from there.
Okay.
And she was born in 1923.
Okay.
According to that. And she says that in an article that she remembered going to see Lawrence Welk at the local creamery is where he would perform.
Well, what a concert venue. You think creameries.
Yes, exactly. And I believe that according to the topic of his email, that they're going to be doing a Sister Rosalind bobblehead at a Saints game coming up this summer.
Nice.
Which is kind of cool. And I don't know. I haven't been to a Saints game in a while. Is she still alive?
I don't.
She must be, because this article's from March 11th, 2024. Wasn't that just a couple of days ago?
Yeah, that was Monday.
She says, it says she's no longer giving massages at games, but as we celebrate Women's History Month, they kind of looked into where Sister Roz was from, inspired to channel her love for God through the power of massage. So
well,
she's
still 101.
Around. She was part of this story. KS, 2024, March 11th from Channel 4.
Well, she's 101, man.
That's good. People live to be 101.
Yeah,
so I guess
do.
It's not totally out of the realm of possibility, but thank you.
On the Smucker's list of 100-plus.
With Willard Scott.
Willard Scott.
Doing
yeah.
the deal. Yeah, so thank you, Blue Hornet, for that continued coverage of Sister Rosalind and your help with the Bob Almanac.
Nice.
Wednesday, March 13th, 73rd day of the year. Andrew Johnson impeached on this date. Only three presidents have been impeached. Andrew Johnson, Bill Clinton, and Donald Trump. And Andrew Johnson's impeachment trial began in the U.S. Senate this date. He was acquitted, though, then when it went to trial.
Right.
So he was all good. It was high crimes and misdemeanors.
Yeah.
That's what they claim on that date. And
by one vote.
One vote. It was tight.
It was close.
Probably right down party lines, maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows? That was this date, 1868. 1877, 9 years later, American Chester. This is our patent of the day. Chester Greenwood patented earmuffs.
Oh, nice call.
He actually invented them at the age of 15. And I don't know if you can file a patent at the age of 15, but as soon as he was able to file a patent, he got down to it. Maybe he was just kind of putting it on the back burner. He finally got around to it, and he patented.
The one with the metal strap?
Earmuffs. Yes, yes. These were the early earmuffs.
Yeah.
Probably not as good as current earmuffs.
Maybe.
And some people still wear earmuffs. Well, you know, 3M Thinsulate had not yet been invented.
Correct.
In 1877, so they're much better with Thinsulate in them. And, of course, earmuffs are also used if you want to. They're very effective if you want to swear in front of young people. You just say earmuffs, right?
Right.
Is that how that works? Yeah. 1877. How about 1930? Astronomer Clyde Tombaugh discovered the planet Pluto. He thought it was a planet. We all thought it was a planet. And then
it was our ninth planet.
Then they deregulated.
Right.
And said it wasn't a planet. And then it was a planet again. I think at this point in time, I tell you what, Pluto is a celestial body with an issue, an image issue.
Yes.
It has an identity issue. It doesn't know what it is. We don't know what it is.
We don't know what to identify it as. And it's kind of, it's going around.
It's an ice-covered piece of rock is what it is.
Probably.
1930. We'll probably never visit it because what's Pluto going to do for us?
Nothing.
Mars has some advantages, I think. But Pluto probably not a whole lot of plus side to going to visit Pluto. 1934, here this date, John Dillinger and his gang robbed the First National Bank in Iowa.
Ooh.
He was one of America's most wanted, public enemy number one there
right.
for a while.
Right.
Spent some time in St. Paul.
Yep.
And, of course, it was later in 34 he got gunned down coming out of a theater.
Out of the Bijou.
Yes. Wasn't the Lady in Red involved?
Yes, the Lady in Red was involved.
But this date, he was still robbing banks. Yeah. But it would soon come to an end because the G-Men were on the case.
The bloody end.
The G-Men were following John Dillinger. How about 65?
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe.
It's one of my favorite Beatles songs, and it went number one on this date.
Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me.
That's a good one.
1965. We move on to 72. Ladies and gentlemen, your host of the show, Merv Griffin. The actual theme from the Merv Griffin Show.
TV talk show theme time.
It is. The Merv Griffin Show debuted in syndication. He'd been doing his show, but it'd been more local, kind of like Donahue.
Yes.
A lot of those in Oprah, they all started locally and then moved on to bigger things.
This is kind of a majestic open for an afternoon talk show.
Well, it's Merv Griffin.
It is Merv.
He is majestic.
He does.
And that Seinfeld episode where Kramer finds the Merv Griffin set in the dumpster and then puts it in his apartment, they actually use the actual theme.
Oh, nice.
And then, of course, he had somebody sitting on it and go, this furniture smells. And he goes, well, you know, the big stars from the 70s didn't have great hygiene. So that was 1972, Merv Griffin. And what did he not do for the entertainment television industry, especially game shows and all of the things that he did?
He was an icon. You gotta call it.
Yeah. He probably had a hand in this.
Tonight, from Los Angeles, history will be made in the most talked about event of the year. Welcome, Celebrity Boxing! Tonight's triple header includes fiery Olympic figure skater Tanya Harding, her opponent, controversial media diva Paula Jones, plus the bad boy of the Partridge family, Danny Bonaducci, taking on his arch rival, the battling big brother of the Brady Bunch, Barry Williams. And he became a legend as the defiant rapper, Vanilla Ice, Rob Van Winkle, against the notorious tough guy of different strokes, Todd Bridges.
They were getting ready to rumble. That's Buffer doing the intro.
Yes.
And you had Greg Brady against Danny Bonaducci, Danny Partridge, Danny the Fanny Bonaducci, and Tanya Harding against Paula Jones. She was the one involved with Clinton, remember?
Right, yes.
And
I don't know.
I don't know if you got a nose like Paula Jones, if you should be boxing.
That's a target.
More to hit.
Right.
And boy, that was cruel. But that's all right, because she's Paula Jones. She's a local, you know, she was a tabloid, whatever. I believe we can probably take shots at her.
I think so.
Without the fear of defamation or slander. So that was his state, Celebrity Boxing. It was kind of a big deal. Fox was doing that thing. And,
what year was that?
2002.
Okay.
2013.
What is it? Oh, we got white smoke. We have white smoke.
Oh, white smoke.
It's straight up.
Let's hold off.
Can you see it? There's a white smoke.
That's more gray to me.
We have white smoke.
We have white smoke. White smoke. We have a poke.
We have an ABC News special report that is coming now.
We have a pope because we have white smoke.
Took a while.
We have a pope because we have whites. That's kind of like a cheer. We have a pope because we have white smoke. They emerged from the chimney of the Sistine Chapel on the second day of the papal conclave, signifying that a new pope had been elected. Argentine Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio introduced. We just like Francis. Let's go Francis for short. So, Francis, Pope Francis, this date 2013. So you get the white smoke, and somebody just lit a cigarette.
Next thing you know, hey, put that out. We don't want people to think we have a pope.
I'm pretty sure they do not allow smoking in the Sistine Chapel. Can you just think of Michelangelo's paintings on the ceiling?
Yeah, that would
being
be
damaged
bad.
Yeah. Go to a bowling alley once.
Oh, smoking.
One that was open when you could smoke. And even though they had smoke eaters, take a look at the ceiling tiles. You want that to happen to Michelangelo?
No.
All those hours on his back? Come on. So that was this day, 2013, 2019 in the news.
The U.S. airline regulator has ordered the grounding of more than 170 Boeing 737 MAX 9 passenger aircraft after a window and section of a fuselage blew out in midair during a flight. The Alaska Airlines plane had 177 people on board.
So that was...
That would be cause for concern.
Yeah, so that was from just this year. In 2019, and that was when the Alaska Airlines one blew out, it was a door or a plug, if you will. It wasn't really a door, but it was a plug where they can put a door. Ooh. All Boeing 737 MAXs were grounded in 2019 because of crashes. There was a second crash that took place in Ethiopia, and then they thought they had everything fixed, and then this Alaska Airlines thing happened. You know, I'd rather fly in one of those pterodactyls from the Flintstones
than Johnny Quest.
Yeah, than a Boeing 737 MAX.
Probably.
Right now. I check anytime I fly. We're not on a MAX, are we? We're not on a MAX. And then this was a year ago.
For the first time in nearly 40 decades, Americans bought more vinyl records than CDs in 2022. The Recording Industry of America says roughly 41 million vinyl albums were sold last year compared to 33 million CDs.
Vinyl making a comeback. In fact, the RIAA, as you heard right there, vinyl records outsold CDs for the first time since 1987.
As we talked about.
Well, it was a deal because then you use that as inspiration.
Yes.
For doing the Minnesota Country Salute CD Greatest Hits on vinyl.
Correct.
And what was the name of the place that you went and had it done? They were just featured on Fox 9.
Copycats.
Copycats. Yeah. It was kind of fun. And you were there. You saw the process.
I did see the whole thing.
Yeah, how they do the colored...
It was super cool.
The colored discs. Of fact,
I had no idea
what went into
making a vinyl album. It's quite a process.
All right. Birthdays. This guy had some songs on vinyl.
January, you start the year off fine. February, you're my little Valentine.
Neil Sedaka.
And he spells it right.
Yes, he does.
April, you're the Easter bunny when you smile.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl.
Still going at 85.
Awesome.
Breaking Up is Hard to Do. Laughter in the Rain. Did some work with Elton John.
Yes.
Neil Sedaka. And he does spell it right. In fact, I believe it was his agent that told him to spell it that way. I think he was born Neil with a N-E-A-L.
How dare they? Grievous mistake.
Yeah, grievous. Yeah. How could his parents do that to him?
Right.
So that was happy birthday, Neil Sedaka. We got Charo.
85
today. How about Charo?
How'd this happen?
I said I wanted to go hiking tomorrow, not bring home Charo.
Hey,
it's not even close.
I heard what I heard. Do you have a cellular phone?
Yeah.
It's the static.
Yep, that sometimes you get that with your phones. You get Charo, which wouldn't
awesome.
Be a bit. What would I rather do, go hiking or have Charo in my living room? Charo.
Yeah, I'll go the latter.
Because she does this.
She has bigger maracas than I have.
Yeah, because she says stuff like that.
Yeah,
and coochie coochie.
That's a coochie coochie.
Charo, and there's a lot of confusion about when she was born. I think we all are accurate in that it's March 13th, but it's been reported that she was born in 1941, according to her birth certificate, passport, her Spanish birth certificate, as well as her American naturalization papers. Gave her birth date as March 13th, 1941, but she later claimed to be born in 47, then 49,
oh boy.
And then 51.
No.
She just didn't want to get older.
Yeah.
Charo, big time on the Love Boat and so many other things.
Yes.
Commercials and coochie coochie. So I don't know how old she is. Is it 41? Is it 51? You know, if she's 41, if she's born in 41, that makes her 83.
83.
So we'll go with that.
Somewhere that between 73 and 83.
I'm going to go with the passport.
I would lean towards 83.
Yeah. All right. Based on what you've seen recently?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here's this.
You going to the Gophers on Sunday?
Oh, you betcha.
You wouldn't have an extra ticket.
You kidding?
Of course. You're going to the Gophers. And what's kind of funny, in Fargo, they're watching Gophers hockey. It's in the middle of the day. It must have been... NCAA tournament then.
Must have been.
That's the only time that a game would be played Gopher hockey at that time.
Right.
Unless
still
it was
the WCHA.
Right,
then.
It was a tape delay. Maybe it was in the early game of the Final Five.
Yeah,
it
could be.
You know, brought to you by Red Baron's Pizza. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. But William H. Macy, of course, Jerry Lundegaard from Fargo, and so many other great roles. He makes everything that he's in better.
A great actor, for
William
sure.
William H. Macy is 74.
Excuse me. We're Doug and Wendy Weiners.
Well, how are you?
We're allergic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To smoke.
We're allergic to smoke.
All right, I won't smoke.
Oh, thank you.
She was one of the Weiners, along with Joe Piscopo from SNL, Robin Duke.
Oh.
Who was also a very good Mr. T impersonator, Robin Duke, one of the few performers that was on SCTV and SNL.
Oh, yeah.
Martin Short was one of those, but sure. Not many crossed over to both of those and was a cast member on both. So Robin Duke here today is 70 from SNL. Are you ready for another TV theme time thingy here?
Love it.
Through the mirror of my mind. Actually, Diana Ross and the Supremes, but it was the theme that they used for China Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Reflections of the way life Dana Delaney, the star of China Beach, late 80s, early 90s. They worked at evacuation hospital in Vietnam. It was a period piece, which was big. Late 80s, early 90s, a lot of period pieces. We had Wonder Years was huge.
Sure.
And Dana Delaney.
I watched her in all the episodes of Body of Proof. I really enjoyed that show.
I've never watched that one.
That was good. She was like a medical examiner thing, I do believe.
She's 68 today. Our rapper of the day today is Common.
Oh, yeah.
His real name, Lonnie Rashid Lynn, shorten that to Common.
He does some acting, too. He was in that, what was the one on A&E about the building of the Hell on Wheels. Hell on Wheels.
Promontory Point and the Pacific
Railroad. Yeah, he was really good in that.
So he's 52 today. How about some hoops?
Down six in the first overtime. It was Jackson to the rescue.
The ball is stripped away from him. James has it. Over to the Gophers. Into the front court. Bobby Jackson goes all the way and scores. Tying it up.
Hey.
There's little Ray Christensen.
And Dick Bremer.
Little nice. Highlight video from That's the 96-97 really Golden Gopher men's basketball team.
That team was good.
Bobby Jackson. MVP of the Big Ten, took us to the Final Four, then came back here and played for the Timberwolves for a little bit.
Yeah, he did.
He's 51 today.
Happy birthday,
Boy,
Bobby.
He was so good. And I don't know if we would have beaten, who did we lose in the semifinals? Was it Arizona? Didn't we play Arizona?
Arizona, yeah.
It wasn't Kentucky, it was Arizona. Nope. Yeah, Eric Harris was injured. Maybe if we had Eric Harris. And of course, none of it counts now because the academic fraud. Some gal helped players write papers about menstruation and other things. Now you look at what the NCAA is doing with the NIL and everything. Yeah. I saw somebody suggest on social media that the University of Minnesota should just say, forget it, NCAA. We're putting up banners. The Big Ten Championship, Regional Championship, Final Four from 97. Let's just put them up there.
For sure.
Because it just seems silly now when you consider what was considered bad back then.
Right.
It was the academic fraud, sadly. But Bobby Jackson, thank you for the memories.
He was great.
He was so
good. What a great
good.
Gopher.
Happy birthday today.
How many are there?
36. Counted them myself.
36! But last year I had 37!
Yeah, yes, well, some of them are quite a bit bigger than last year.
I don't care how big they are!
He is Harry Potter's spoiled cousin.
Ooh.
And didn't treat Harry Potter very nice until, Harry Potter then got powers, and he was able to then make things a little even. But played Dudley Dursley for you Harry Potter fans. Harry Melling, 35. He was kind of chunky.
Yeah.
And not even kind of. He was chunky. He's slimmed down since at the age of 35.
Gone but not forgotten. We're going to start with our chemist of the day. Do we ever have? Have we ever had a chemist of the day? I don't know that we have.
And we're not starting one.
All right, either. Joseph Priestley. He is credited. Well, he discovered oxygen.
Yeah, because we didn't have any before then. We could finally breathe.
Right. We could. It was helpful. I don't know what they did prior to 1733, but that's when he was born. I probably didn't even discover it the day he was born.
He needed it the day he was born, though.
Certainly
he was
did.
Breathing oxygen.
Yeah. And where would we be without TV Guide or the 17 magazine? Publisher Sir Walter Annenberg was born on this day, 1908. He gave us TV Guide and that. So, fine job. L. Ron Hubbard. He's the Church of Scientology founder, born on this day, 1911. Let's move up to the big, it's TV Deep Time again, and one of my favorite. I do watch more than Gunsmoke.
Yes.
Because I watch Tales of Wells Fargo, watch The Rifleman, and of course I watch The Big Valley.
We should change it to I only watch Gunsmoke type shows.
Yes.
I only watch Gunsmoke type shows.
Right. We might have to re-record that, yeah. But Peter Breck was the fiery Nick Barkley, the middle brother on The Big Valley.
Ooh, Linda Evans.
Yeah, Linda Evans. She was just gorgeous lady. So cute on that show. Peter Breck was, and he was in, he made cameos and guest appearances on every other Western ever made, including Maverick. He was in that for a while. Peter Breck, born on this day, 1929. And actress Glenn Headley was born on this day, 1955.
Now, who is the one person in this world, outside of your grandmother, that you would like most to see right at this moment?
I give up. Who?
Dr. Emil Schaffhausen.
Oh, if you haven't seen Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yes.
With Michael Caine, Steve Martin, and Glenn Headley, you got to see it. I mean, it's like from 1988. It is
good. It's a very good movie.
And say her name again.
Glenn Headley.
It's Headley. It's Headley.
Headley.
Good, you got it right.
Born on this day, 1955. She was Emmy nominated for her role in Lonesome Dove, that miniseries, as well as many other shows. She played July Johnson's wife who wanted to escape from Sheriff July Johnson and met with a very grisly demise.
Grisly it was. Mm-hmm.
Again, we lost her very young. She died at the age of 62. She was born on this day, 1955. They're gone, but not forgotten.
You say I need a rest. Why don't I go and see my sister way out west?
Staff forgot Jan Howard.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Country singing star.
Yeah. Touched by all his tenderness.
This was her biggest solo hit.
Okay.
Did some duets with Bill Anderson. Whispering Bill.
We know that men aren't born with wings. What's making you so kind? Now I'm not
what
smart,
was she
but
born?
I'm not blind. I think that you've got evil on your mind.
And now she's... And
they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
She passed away, I think, in 2020. Jan Howard. Now we move on to a Bob-a-thon. No repeat workday. That starts with this as well. Would you like to go Conway Twitty, Redneckin' Love Makin' Night? Mm-hmm. Also, your love's on the line, Earl Thomas Conley, or Brooks and Dunn Put a Girl in It?
Got to go ETC, I'm thinking.
All right, and please remember the All Request Lunch Hour is live at the Buffalo Legion today.
Don't miss it.
Just an FYI.